now.
Twisted System. And some people hate us, But our friends who need us love us. And as long as we got people who love us, we ain't never gonna stop rocking and rolling. Well, we've been getting interviewed by a lot of newspapers and magazines. And they ask us a lot of questions. And the main thing they keep asking us is, what is Twisted Sister all about? Because they try to explain it to people, they just can't put it into words.
Rock and roll!
Well, the first thing they usually ask is if we're transvestites. And are we into gay liberation? And we say, what's that? And they say, you know, homosexuals. So I said, oh, listen, man. So the only reason we dress like a bunch of queers is because we're just a little bit out of our minds. You know what I'm talking about? We're just a little bit crazy, and we like having a good time. So we dress a little nuts. We look a little weird, but we had this crazy idea, you see? We figured that if we look so insane that everybody in the audience was staring at us, the people in the audience who were uptight about partying would feel a little more comfortable because they didn't think people were looking at them, and they might start going wild and have a good time. And that's why we dress the way we do. So we ain't about transvestites. And they ask us, well, are we about sex and drugs? Sex and drugs. That's how we got here, you know? We can't say another bit about that. As far as drugs go, well, whatever you gotta do to get off, whatever you gotta do to have a good time, that's what you gotta do. Some of you are high on life like myself. And that's groovy, man. You know what I'm saying? And some of you maybe need to blow a joint, or somebody needs a couple of drinks, or pop a lewd or something like that, you know? Whatever you gotta do, but we're not about sex and drugs. And then the ultimate question comes, well, is Twisted Sister about disco sucks? Well, the fact of the matter is we're not about disco sucks. We're just a rock and roll band, you know? It's just the fact that we're sick and tired of seeing rock and roll being kicked in the teeth by every newspaper and magazine and TV show. Constantly saying that rock and roll is dead and disco is number one. Well, I'll tell you, I've got a word for that. That's bullish. Rock and roll is number one. Always was number one and always will be number one. Twisted Sister about then? Well, it's simple. We're just about having a good time. That's all. We just like to have a good time. I don't know what's wrong with having a good time. We like to forget about work. We like to forget about school. We like to forget about gas lines. We like to forget about home problems. We like to forget about everything except the party. And we party hard. We party 7 days a week. We don't say thank God it's Friday, and we ain't got Saturday Night Fever. When you're Twisted Sister, when you're a rock and roller, you got 7 day a week fever. Am I right? Am I right? I'm gonna tell you something, keep it down. I'm gonna tell you something. There's one thing that Twisted Sister don't like almost as much as we don't like disco music. And that's apathy. You know what apathy is? That's when people just stand around, bored, not doing nothing, not partying, not having a good time. And we look around the room, and I'll tell you tonight, I can hardly see anybody who's just standing around. But there's a few. And there's usually two reasons why. Number one is that they're uptight and they feel uncomfortable. And they're embarrassed, you know, they're afraid to go a little crazy. Well, don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. I mean, look at us. We ain't embarrassed. We're running around, we're having a good time. Look at our friends. They're going crazy, they're having a good time. When you come to see Twisted Sister, leave your hang-ups at home. Leave your hang-ups at home, come out to have a good time with us. Now the other reason people stand around is because they think they're cool. And they think they're too good for everybody. And they think they spend all their time trying to impress people because they saw John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John in a movie being so cool and so groovy and tough. And they stand around with a cigarette in his hand and a drink in his hand doing one of these. And they look like a mannequin from the other Corvettes. Well, listen. Where I come from, standing around trying to impress people ain't cool. That's what we call being dead. Because where we come from, you're cool when you don't give a shit what anybody thinks. That's cool. You're cool when you do what you want, when you want, how you want, whatever you want. Ain't nobody gonna stop you.
And there's only one more ingredient left. You see, there's several levels of how people want to get involved during the night. And especially when you're playing clubs, people don't necessarily go out to a club to see a band. That's why we like to play the music a little loud. But you see, there's various ways you can get into it. Well, you could stand there and watch. You could stand there and watch and then move your arms. You could stand there and watch, move your arms and jump up and down. Or you could stand there, watch, move up and down, scream your head off. Or you can stand up, move your arms, scream your head off, and then sing along. Now let me tell you something about singing along, all right? I am not known for my vocal capacity. In fact, I learned how to sing from Tom Carvel. But I don't care. I don't really care. It don't bother me, because I get so wrecked it doesn't matter. I just enjoy when I do stand up on the stage jumping around crazy. So I'm gonna ask you right now to sing along with us, because the words of this song mean everything to us. You see, tonight, our sound man, Charlie, is 38 years old. Tonight is his birthday. Charlie! This man who is our sound man, breaks his rear end 7 days a week. He do not sleep. He do not do nothing but work for this band. And we love him, you understand that? We love this man, 38 years old. He's not a 20-year-old. This man stays young by listening and jamming to rock and roll music all day long. And if you're in as good a shape as he is at 38, then that'll be proof that rock and roll does it to you. So Charlie, to you tonight, I'll Never Grow Up goes right out to you. And everybody's gonna sing along, watch me. I'll never grow up. I'll never grow up. I'll never grow up. Now,
you got it. You got to sing it just a little bit better. Come on.
I'll never grow up. Don't be shy.
I'll never grow up.
Just shout it.
I'll never grow up.
Now, all right, everybody, by yourselves. Let me hear it.
I'll never grow up. I'll never grow up. I'll never grow up. Now.
Come on, let me see it one more time. Let me see it, y'all. Web positions, we start going like this. And let's start making the sound. This place sound like not a club, not a concert hall,